night. I hear the echoes of my soul, whispers of love that I've been trying to control, yeah. But the darkness is calling and I'm lost in the fray. I need to find a way out before I fade away. It's never too late to make a start. It's never too late, just open up your heart.
Of my mind, there's a world all my own, where the broken pieces fit and the truth is finally known. With every breath I take, I'm closer to the light. This time I'm trying to get it right. And it's never too late to make a start. Never too late. Open up your heart.
And the sound of my own voice that echoes in my head, a constant reminder of the things I should have said.
Now the past is gone and the future's yet to be. I'm living in the present where my soul can be free.
It's never too late. Make a start. It's never too late. Just open up your heart. It's never too late to make a start. It's never too late. Just open up your heart. It's never too late to make a start. It's never too late. Just open up your heart.
Kia ora, welcome to Friday and Faith Matters. Nice to have you join me today. Just checking in, how's everyone going out there? Thought I'd play some Just Fine, Rave Jesus, cheer you up.
Just be free. told the girl that you should treat her like a lady, yeah. She told me all the things you did and it was shady, man. She said that what you say and what you do were different things, but you were telling me that you were checking out the blingy rings. Well, it sounds to me like you're straight out of luck. And she said she's all through. And life's not blowing her kisses thanks to you. Wanna know what you were thinking. I can't imagine why you didn't even sink in. They say you never know what you got.
Calling me on.
have just tuned in, listening to Marie on Faith Matters. That was Eye On It, Toby Mac. What's happening in our community this weekend? We've got the Whangaroa Talent Factory Youth Music Showcase. That's happening at 6 p.m. tomorrow night at the Raglan Town Hall. You want to get out there and support our youth. This is going to be amazing. There's a koha entry. If you've got nothing better to do tomorrow night, yeah, the best thing you can do is come down and watch our youth, support them, encourage them, and enjoy what they're doing. So let's get behind that and support it. I think that's an amazing thing for our community. Youth out there doing their thing. It's a good thing.
I locked the front door, turned in the keys. No need to hang on to what I no longer need. That old house is empty, it's a thing of the past. I don't need a rearview mirror, cause I ain't never looking back. No, I don't need a rearview mirror, cause I'm not ever looking back. I'm packing my bags, moving on to Hope Road. No stopping me now, cause I've already sold. He's taking my life to a whole new zip code.
You can bust through those windows. Go ahead and tear down that door. All the chaos that lives me ain't my chaos no more. Got a mansion that's paid for by the blood of my Savior. You can post it on the front door. I can see it in my mind. Gonna walk it with my feet.
Indeed it is. Something else that we're going to have on the show today. I've got an awesome woman coming in around 1 o'clock, and she's going to be talking to us about, Christmas. Oh no. It is coming up, but this is a different part of Christmas. This is about giving and to those less fortunate than ourselves, to other kids in the islands. And so I'm going to get her to speak into that a bit, what she's been doing for quite a few years now, and the amount of gifts that get sent overseas from beautiful people here in Aotearoa. So if you want to know more about that or even be a part of it, there's still a opportunity to give in these areas. So you want to tune in at 1 o'clock and find out all about that. It's going to be pretty cool.
I know the one who made the stars. I met him on the bathroom floor. When everything was torn apart, didn't know what I was living for. I almost gave up. I almost gave up. You met me in the mess I made and told me I was meant for more. You pulled me out of my mistakes and led me through that open door. That's when I woke up. That's when I woke up. Yeah. My sin is gone.
Conquer. sing like a bird released. Everywhere you go, always take the weather with you. Everywhere you go, always take the weather. Everywhere you go, always take the weather with you. Everywhere you go, always take the weather with you. Everywhere you go, always take the weather with you. Everywhere you go, you always take the weather. Everywhere you go, you always take the weather with you. Everywhere you go, you always take the weather. You take the weather with you.
Sometimes it feels like a crawl through the valley, but I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you, yeah. Gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up. To me, the devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, yeah, if I get down, you pick me up. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down.
but I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors are beautiful like a
was True Colours by Cyndi Lauper. It's an old one, but it's a beautiful one. Sometimes we need to remember to let our true colours show and be authentic in who we are. It's a good thing. It's a healthy thing. So that's my bit of encouragement today.
Oh, I hope you know I will carry you home, whether it's tonight or 55 years down the road. Oh, I know there's so many ways this could go. Don't want you to wonder, darling, I need you to know. We were talking to the sunset, throwing dreams against the wall. I know none of them are stuck yet, but I bet it on you, honey. Oh, I would risk it all. These days, these nights, I'm changing my mind is set on you. I'm not afraid to say it's true. Oh, I hope you know. Every time. We were California dreaming, our whole life fit in that car.
didn't have a bed to sleep in. We kept each other warm under a ceiling full of stars.
These days, these nights, changing armor, my mind set on you. I'm not afraid to say it,
to say I do. Every time.
Yeah.
You're listening to Marie on Faith Matters, and at 1 o'clock today we're going to have an awesome woman in here talking about sending gifts overseas at Christmas time to those that are less fortunate than ourselves. So, yeah, if you want to tune into that, that would be great. You'll be able to find out how you too can partner in and be a part of this. So, yeah, join me at 1 o'clock and you'll find out more coming up real soon.
Fell out of the sky, hit the ground running. The future is tonight, they'll never see us coming.
See things clearer, oh, like who I'm supposed to be. In every trial, lift me higher through the fire, hold me tighter, remind me again that I was made for more.
Yeah. a song in my lungs to sing. You gave God and the Most High God's for me. I'm a child of the Most High God and the Most High God's for me. It's who I am in the eyes of the Father.
To come. knock me down, I'm gonna get back up again. You can knock me down, I'm gonna get back up again. You can knock me down, I'm gonna get back up again. You can knock me down, I'm gonna get back up again. You can knock me down, I'm gonna get back up again.
Indeed it is, and we're hitting at 1 o'clock, and I said I'd have a special guest in here at 1 o'clock, and I do. Welcome to the studio, Janet.
Oh, welcome, Marie. It's nice to be here. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's great to have you too, and I did talk a little bit about what we're going to be talking about. So Janet does Christmas boxes for children over in the islands. She does this through our church at Surfside, and so every year we've been able to do these Christmas boxes and give them out to kids all through Janet's organising. And so yeah, a lot of people in Raglan don't know about what we do, and so I think this is a really great way to get out the opportunity for others to be able to give at Christmas to others in the islands who are often struggling and may not be able to receive in the same way that we do over Christmas time. So, Janet, I've done a bit of an intro there for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, so maybe just give us a little bit of a background on the Christmas boxes and how they're eventuated.
Well, actually, I was just saying to Marie, I think along maybe 20 years ago, Norris and I went to place called Rwanda, and it had had a genocide, and I organised these boxes to go to the kids, and they actually were little sewing bags with things in them, and I thought the kids were going to be like between 6 and 9, so I put quite appropriate things for them, and when we got over there it was actually for the older kids, and I thought, oh no, I've sent the wrong thing. But the lady who they were in an orphanage, she said this is just what they need, because those older girls had their awfulness happen in their lives, and they just needed something childish to restore their childhood. So don't ever think that what you're putting in is not making a difference, because even something very small can change these kids' lives. So, yeah,
that sounds amazing. Rwanda, yeah, I do remember that time, and the group of you that went over there, and you were hugely affected by that. I'd forgotten about the boxes, though, Janet, and I think that's a part of, you know, I talked a little bit at the beginning of the show about very little bit about being authentic, and I think this is Janet being or her authentic self, you know, is that giving out, recognising the hurt in others and wanting to bring a sense of fun and joy and niceness. And so this is translated even further out from that time. That was many years ago, Janet. And so now you're doing Christmas boxes.
We've been doing them for about, maybe 10 years plus at church, and it started off quite small, and actually last year I think we sent 40, and this year we might be sending 53, but we send them to Fiji and other islands like that, and it's just lovely seeing the kids getting involved and helping and choosing things and getting all excited about it, and I think it just gives them that spirit of giving rather than Christmas, get, 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 get. And it makes a huge difference to the kids over there.
Yeah,
so, it's just lovely. Mm. It's two of my passions, kids and gifts,
it really put together. Too. If you knew Janet, I totally agree. She just lights up like a little Christmas tree when she even talks about it. So, I mean, that's what it is when we're giving from a place of, you know, who we are. And I think that's an endless place sometimes because it's out of a place of love and it's a heart response. So we're going to move into some sounds, but when we come back, we'll talk about what these Christmas boxes, what's in them and what goes out to these kids.
Is growing, she's kitchen table setting, underlining the gospel and black coffee sipping. When that song gets to singing, the whole house is resting, and she's thanking God for those fast asleep blessings. Might look like she ain't doing much, but she's moving mountains because that's the
You're listening to Marie on Faith Matters 98.1 FM Raglan Community Radio. And we've got Janet in the studio and she's telling us about Christmas boxes that are going over to the islands, the kids over there that are not so fortunate and need some sunshine in their life. And she's been doing this for, well, a decade. That's a long time, 10 years of Yeah, faithfully sending these boxes over. She brings every year, so it's church at Surfside. This comes up, and many of us are giving into these boxes and supporting this great cause. So we're going to unpack this a bit more, Janet. I wanted to know what's in the boxes, how do we fill them? Yeah.
Okay, well, there's the in-age groups and boys and girls. And the first age group's 2 to 4 year old, and then the next one is 5 to 8, I think, and then there's 10 to 14. So there's 6 groups all together, and they've simplified it a lot easier. It used to be a bit complicated, but generally they want one hygiene item, which is soap or toothpaste. Not toothpaste. A toothbrush, toothpaste would explode. And then they like a clothing item, like something. And because it's over in Fiji, it's warm, so don't give them a woolly jumper or something like that. And then something to play with. Actually, recently I just got one for a 10 to 14-year-old boy and I got him a soccer ball. But if you give them a soccer ball, remember to give them a pump and a thing too, otherwise when they go flat you can't do it. But I could just imagine a big boy kicking the ball around. And then something special. And sometimes that can be something you've got yourself or just something you feel they'd really love. So, yeah, those 4 things.
Mm, and I liked what you talked about before, that it's good for us. We feel good giving. Yeah, and I think at Christmas, you know, it is, you know, we want, but often it's in our giving that we feel the real warmth of what Christmas is all about, and that's making others happy or including others. Mm. In that.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing to teach your children to give. And actually there's one little boy, he's just so excited filling out his box and giving, and it's good because we do it early. So, you know, you can get that kind of in them before you start the Christmas preparations.
Yeah, I agree. To teach our children to give, and often, you know, we're receiving. But there is the gift of giving. It's a different heart response.
Yeah, and actually, for me, Christmas time is something very special because as a church we celebrate when Jesus came as a little baby. And God gave his only son for that. And that's the greatest gift of all. So it just puts Christmas more in a line of how Christmas should really be.
Mm. Yeah, what a wonderful picture. And that's in our faith, you know, you're right. Christmas is an extremely, one of the most important times. And we celebrate that in many ways. And we see, as we see in society, often it's about wrapping up a gift and putting it under a tree. It is the thing that we know as Christmas, but in our faith, Christmas is very much around the birth of Jesus Christ and what that means, and history is made through it. So it's a very, very important time for us and the celebration of it. And the greatest gift that we ever received was in the form of a baby, very vulnerable, and yeah, needed mum and dad. And I think that when we give out of at Christmas time, that whole sense of family and coming together, yeah, it's all part of a heart response and what Christmas means to us, not just about getting, is it, Janet?
No, that's right.
Yeah, so what do you do for Christmas with your family?
Well, this year our daughter is in Papua New Guinea. She's been there, she's been away for about 20 years, but she's been in Papua New Guinea, and she is a nurse over there. And she's coming home for Christmas, first time for 6 years.
Wow.
So it's just going to be nice having the family together. But it's about lots of food and lots of fun and silly little things we do. I don't know.
Yeah,
Mischief comes out on me.
There we go, because that's Janet. She likes fun. She likes a bit of a joke, and I think that lightheartedness is a wonderful attribute to have. Tell me a little bit about your girl, because I know your Hannah and the work she does over there, because I think this is just part of who your family are as people. Hannah's been given most of her life in service overseas. Mm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when she was a little girl, she said, "Oh, I want to go and help people, poor people overseas." And I remember thinking, "Oh, what do you mean, girl, you know?" But she stuck to it, and she trained as a nurse, and then she went and did a course in Townsville, and then she's been there under YWAM in Townsville ever since. But she's had the last 5 years in Papua New Guinea, and we've been to visit her two or three times, and I tell you, they live in this place, and it's got this big fence. It's not a safe place, really. You have to be watching all the time. But she and the group that she's with have done a wonderful job training up these nationals. And we just were there recently, and I realised that these guys that she was training, they're going to end up having significant roles. So she's been able to put a bit of input into them.
Mm.
And like all countries like that, they have their ups and downs. But the harder it is, the more she likes it, it seems.
Well, that would
I
be
would
Hannah.
Give up. Yeah. I would give up.
So, I think even more of a picture around Hannah, from what I know, Janet's probably left out a big story there, is that Hannah does so much work in the villages.
Mm.
They go out there and with the nurses, and it's a lot of medical stuff that they do, Janet. And they go on the boats as well.
Mm,
yeah.
They do.
She's a pretty amazing woman, this Hannah, and when she gets back in Raglan, I'm sure I'm going to have her on the radio talking about what she does. She's quite an incredible person. We're going to head into a song, and we'll be back real soon. Listening, that was new song, Have a Little Faith. I was going to say we've been listening to, but we've been talking to Janet about the Christmas boxes that are going over to Fiji. So now I thought we'd just maybe get into where do we find these boxes, Janet, and how do we do all of this?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, we've arranged for the boxes to be in two places. One of them is in the food bank, which is in the main street of Raglan. On when we have food bank operating, and it's on a Monday and a Friday from 1 to 3, there'll be boxes there. You can pick them up from there and you can drop them off from there. Or mainly music, which is something we also do as a church, which is where you take your little ones to do dancing and stuff. That is open on a Monday and a Wednesday from 9 to 11. So you can both pick up your boxes from them and drop them off there. And the other thing is, if you can't remember all that, just ring the church office, which is 825-5199.
Awesome. So now we've got no excuse not to be giving giving those gifts out to these young ones over in the islands.
Actually, Marie, I didn't say that the Maini music's held at the Te Uku Church in the church hall.
That's right. You've got to know where to find these things. It's not always easy. Don't forget that. Maini music, Te Uku Church Hall. What days is that? Sorry?
Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yeah, and the food bank on 36 Bow Street, which is open Mondays and Fridays, 1 to 3. So if you want to pick up one of these Christmas boxes and you want to be a part of the giving, be sure to head up there, or you can phone the church office on 825-5199. And if you want to get one of those boxes, you can ring Cheryl. I'm sure she'll be the one on the end of the phone and she'll be able to direct you in doing that. So that's about our show. I hope you've got something out of that. I think it's always good for us to be thinking about others. I talked about being authentic today. It's good to come from a good heart, and go into Christmas with a heart of giving, maybe, than receiving sometimes is a good thing. But if you're wanting to know more about this faith journey and why we even do the things that we do, then you are welcome to join me and Janet on Sunday at Raglan Area School, 10 a.m. Surfside Church. And this week we've got a great speaker. I know a little bit of this guy's story. His name's Alan, and he's an awesome man. Has an awesome family, and he's going to be sharing this Sunday a little bit about his journey over the last, I'd say, 18 months, maybe more, some of the storms he's been through, some of the real challenges in his life that have been financial. And, when we go through financial things, it hurts us emotionally too. So, yeah, he's got a real story to tell us, and the goodness of God through it all, where his faith has interacted and intertwined with what's happened in his life and brought about some amazing direction, I think, and also just where God can step in times where we think it's just impossible. And things aren't as impossible as we thought they were. So if you want to know more about that amazing story and how it ends up, and I know the ending, it's a good one, you can join us on Sunday, 10 a.m. Raglan Area School. There'll be some amazing worship. We've got a live band, great word, like I said, coming. And you can also, it's a place, I've talked about it before, a place of prayer, where you can, sometimes we can get loaded up in life and we need somewhere to drop that off. Coming to church and having that peace of mind when you're able to leave is a good thing to go into the week with. So I encourage you, if you are wanting that, turn up too. And you may find that you can leave a lot lighter than what you came in. So we're going to head out with... Where are we? No, we've got a couple of songs, I think. So we'll do Grace Got You, Mercy Me.
Have you ever met those who keep humming when the song's through? It's like they're living life to a whole different tune. And have you ever met those that keep hoping when it's hopeless? It's like they figured out what the rest haven't yet. The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of so when you're standing in the rain again, you might as well be dancing. Why? 'Cause the rain or storm that can change how this is. So next time when you feel blue, don't let that smile leave you. Why? 'Cause you have every reason just to sing. So the back row is your glide. 'Cause walking just won't do dance. You don't have to know how to. Ever since Grace got you left, till your whole side's hurt and smile, like you just got away with something. Why? 'Cause you just got away with something. Ever since Grace got you. Ever since Grace got you. Grace got you.
Got away with something, bubbling inside of you. Spilling over 'cause your life is full. How incredible, undeniable, monumental like the Eiffel. Uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please. Let me see your hands in the air with you at your seats. Warm it up, let go, shout it out. Celebrate when you can't articulate. Just say amazing grace.
The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of
find rest.